We're back on the Mark and Andy Show.
Believe me, gentlemen, it will be glorious.
On Detroit's rock station, 101 WRIF.
It's like going to be a perfect weekend, although it doesn't feel like the weekend to me because of the whole holiday thing in the middle of the week.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. This is the earliest I ever got up, and it's a Saturday, like in the last like 8 days. You
doesn't
know?
Seem right.
I've been petitioning to a lot of people and seeing if I can get some people to support this. If the 4th of July lands on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, can it be one of those holidays that we just recognize?
For the rest of the time?
Yeah, just like go to work on the 4th, and then let's just get Friday off and like not have this weird...
We should just call it America Week.
Yeah.
It should almost be like Easter. It's on a set time.
Yeah. It's always the same. Like, it's like Thanksgiving. It's always
The problem is the name, July 4th. It's hard
the 4th
to...
4th of July. Well,
Independence Day, I guess you could. It's going to be a whole rebranding
thing.
Can we
still call it ID4? Like they were doing.
Does anyone do that?
You know, they did it when that Alien movie came out.
Yeah.
Aliens? Wait, Independence Day? Jade, I figured that would have made your timeline of movie watching.
I've seen it once or twice.
Yeah, I figured.
Oh, this damn chair. I got this squeaky chair.
You got the squeaky chair. Well, what's funny is it's like you can tell you put some miles on it because that thing, you brought that thing in here when it was cherry. It was brand new right off the lot. You wheeled it in here. That thing was... top of the line.
Well, because I started getting old man pains from sitting in these office chairs we have here, so I went out and bought my own, like, deluxe Cadillac of chairs. I mean, this thing is like...
You've also got, like, the Cadillac lean.
Yeah, like, so it actually is, like, leaning to the right now, and now it squeaks a lot. So earlier I was squeaking, and Jade's like, well, you just get some WD-40. I'm like, get some WD-40? I'm a man, Jade. I have WD-40. I got it on my belt right now. I can squirt it right now. I'm a man.
Yeah, well, lube it up.
That didn't work.
No. Lube it up.
Lube it up.
I think it's past WD-40 time. I need a new chair.
Yeah, the chair is just like, you really beat that thing into submission.
Can I have your hand-me-down chair?
Yeah, you can have it. Yeah, you're so light, it wouldn't even squeak with you. It's my
See, I got enough back fat to where every chair becomes perfect for me. Like, my lumbar support is supported right by my back fat.
That's when you know you're starting to get a little older, when you start to consider lumbar in your purchases.
Like, I was driving my mom's car. She's got a lot of lumbar support, like so much so that it was like uncomfortable. I had to adjust. I was like, it's a 2018, which I was like, I don't know how this car works. I don't know what's happening. I got to readjust everything. Didn't feel good.
No.
I don't need that much lumbar support.
You don't need that much?
No, I don't think so. I'm the one that, like, in all of these office chairs, like, it leans back real far.
Yeah.
I'm always the one that's, like, wheeling it, and everyone else is like, who is making all these chairs so loose? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you do lean a lot. You do a fair amount of leaning.
I need to lean so that I can get my stretches in.
Yeah, you do those.
It's like a stiff chair, I can't stretch.
Nobody likes a stiff chair.
What do you think the greatest generation thinks of us when we're bitching about lumbar?
We're idiots.
Like, used to... Back in my day, I just made chairs. And yeah, they hurt.
I broke my back 7 times. Still took that hill.
And I dealt with it. And while I had a broken back, I built the roads.
lumbar.
No, we're the worst.
We need
more lumbar. More lumbar. My lumbar. Can I just get a scalp massage? Just a quick scalp massage to relax?
They did reupholster. Is that what it is? The chairs.
They did?
They did?
Yeah. You didn't notice that? Like, they redid the cushions? There's no more strings all over it?
We couldn't get new chairs? We just got to reupholster them?
What are we reupholstering stuff here? What?
I don't know.
I don't think that's a thing anymore, is it?
I did not make the decision. I just know that they inspected my chair. My chair was given the green light. Mine didn't need to be reupholstered.
And pass quality control?
Because I don't slide my ass around in it and rip up all the threads. Somebody does, though.
The one upholstery place still alive? The chair's out to that guy?
Yeah. Like, you serious? You want your chairs upholstered?
Everything's disposable now. I didn't know we did that.
After I built the roads, I started upholstery, and then it became an out-of-date service.
Like a cobbler.
Speaking of upholstery.
A cobbler.
I've got a chair that I'm going to reupholster.
Really?
It's like a thing that's like a project.
You're going to do it yourself?
Yeah. I'm going to try.
No, that's going to end horribly.
Yay.
You have no faith. I survived
zero.
Alaska. I survived Alaska.
Yeah, but you didn't
Are you going to use that now all the time?
Is that what it is?
Is that going to be a thing?
Yeah.
You're going to be like, oh, I'm sorry. What do I know? I just survived the wilderness of Alaska.
You weren't dropped. It's not like you were dropped off and you were alone there for 7 days.
Yeah,
it
wasn't alone and afraid.
Survived on berries, nuts.
You had wet pants and beer.
You had a lot of beer. 18 people with you and bear spray and netting.
That should be your autobiography name, wet pants and beer.
Yeah, it's a good one. No, but I did. I found a garbage chair.
Bed bugs.
It doesn't have bed bugs. It's a really swanky chair. Like,
better check
super
it.
Super swank.
Why'd they throw it out? Probably because of the bed bugs.
Because it's
in
got
it.
A wiggly back.
Can I just bed get bugs. You an Art Van gift card? Can't you just go get
no,
something?
No, this chair is... This chair's a dime.
Get you a new chair.
It's a project.
Don't reupholster. What are you
going to reupholster?
You're going to upholster those bed bugs in. Then they're going to mate, and you're going to have more bed bugs.
There's no bed bugs. I already checked for that. But I did watch a video.
Did you check all the corners?
Yes, Andy. I did. And don't you worry. Next time you come over, I will invite you to sit in the chair. You won't even know. I watched a video, a YouTube video.
I'll bring my own squeaky chair.
Perfect. I watched a tutorial on how to reupholster.
Well, now you're definitely a professional.
No, it's hard, though. It's real difficult. Like, there's special tools that you need to pull off the fabric, like the old fabric.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't it just styrofoam in there? Don't most of them zipper off?
No, this one is...
It's not IKEA.
No.
This does not change your covering.
A millennial did not make this chair.
Oh, okay.
It's an old chair. It's an old-timey chair.
So it's haunted.
It's haunted with bed bugs.
Guy with no lumbar made it back in...
Yeah. We didn't even have lumbar back then.
The reason they threw it out is, and she said this because when I picked it up, the lady
you were
was
dumpster
in the,
diving?
No, it was sitting outside at the end of the driveway.
Oh, you're that person?
And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, Jade. The really swanky chair.
Did you check it for fleas?
I checked it for everything. The woman that was standing in the driveway was very pleasant.
Was she itching?
Very nice. No.
Okay.
She looked clean.
Dust mites?
The driveway, their driveway is like the most manicured driveway in the whole block.
Termites?
So there's no termites. Everything's fine with it. I asked her, though. She was like, well, you know, it's everything's good with it except for that little problem. And I was like...
That's what they all say.
Well, a little problem. She goes... It's got a little wiggle.
Yeah,
No, that's what I thought, though. Immediately when she said the problem, I was like, oh, well, there's poop all over it.
She pooped the chair?
There's clearly poop all over it. And she goes, no, there's just a little wiggle.
No, that's what they want. They want to get that chair out of there. Of course, they're not going to be like, it's infested.
It's got a wiggle. Yeah. The back wiggles.
And by wiggle, you mean infested with bed bugs.
And termites.
No, it's not. It's neither of those things. Neither of those things.
Feces chair.
Well, you guys won't even know if it's the feces chair or not because I'm going to reupholster it and then I will invite you both over.
I think for like $200 or something, you can rent a bed bug sniffing dog.
Since I've never
I'll
been.
I'll bring it over and check it out before I sit in it.
Since I've never been invited to your house before.
Lie.
If you invite me to your house, I'm going to know she's got the feces chair reupholstered. I'm still not going to sit in it.
First of all, Mark, you have been invited over.
You're in Sector 87.
I'm in Sector 87.
Yeah, Jade's my house is so far. She invites me all the time and I'm like, listen.
You know how mad I'm going to be if I drive to Sector 78 to go to your house and then you make me sit in the feces chair?
It's going
to
be reupholstered.
You just want to invite Mark over so he gets bed bugs.
You can't upholster over feces. I'm sorry.
There's no feces on the chair. It's just got a little wiggle. Right. It's a very swanky chair. You guys will be invited over.
Did you check for the eggs?
Happy Saturday.
One egg. Two eggs and you got bed bugs.
There's no eggs. There's no bed bugs. The chair is clean.
There goes
the clean chair.
Andy down to his dark hole.
I don't know. There's at least ringworm on it.
There's not. There's not. Although I do have opinions about like dumpster diving.
It's a street chair.
Well, and here's the thing is that Lynn was
the lady who she wasn't itching her neck.
No. Right. Lynn was with me and Lynn, every time we go somewhere, there's always stuff in the trash and Lynn will always say like, oh, look at that. And I'm like, we're not picking that up. Like, I'm not getting that. I don't want that. That looks like it has bed bugs. Like, no.
Yeah.
And she saw the chair. She was like, oh, look at that chair. And I like slammed on the brake because it's a real swanky chair. It's a corner chair. It's real nice. It's got real swanky little feet.
See, that's
on it.
What, there's two versions of that. There's the girl version of the guy, you know, you pick up furniture and things. You're like, that would be a sweet little project. And there's the guy. The guys pick up stuff like old, like bars and things that they'll use.
Look at that Budweiser sign.
Wow, I like to put that in my house. But I'm not one of those people that's like, I'll just buy something new.
One man's trash, another man's bed bugs. That's my.
That's exactly.
That's usually my theory. She was trying to get me to pick up this picnic table. She was like, "Look at that picnic table."
What's on there?
Yeah, I was like, that thing looks like it's falling apart. And then we had walked by it, and it was, like, completely rusted out. She was like, see, it's in perfect condition. I was like,
that's why you can't trust her with the little wiggle.
Yeah, no, little wiggle.
Eggs.
That wiggle was Lynn telling me that, around. Not the lady. No, there's no...
You ever see, like, a ball of lint in your pocket?
Yeah.
A bed bug egg is, like, one millionth the size of that, so make sure you're looking carefully.
Just do it. Just upholster it somewhere outside of your house. Just do it.
I could probably take it, but I think I want to try this project on my own. We'll see. That's going to be a winter project because it'll be an indoor
thing. What are you, 87 years old?
Well, you guys already know that. You know that's the... I started watching Frasier. That's my new show that I've been watching on Netflix.
Yeah.
I don't really care for it, but I've been watching it anyways.
That's bizarre.
I already started.
You'll watch something you don't like. I don't
like it. I was like, maybe it'll get better.
It's not the only option, Jade. It's not like we have three channels like it's 75 again.
It's not the only option from back then. There's better things than that.
There was another show that I started watching as well, so there's like a couple.
Jade can only watch a movie if it's on Laserdisc.
Yeah.
Or a film.
Yes, film. Film. I prefer things on film. I prefer
darker, richer.
From the early 90s.
It brings out the depth.
Yeah. Film.
Yeah, it really does. Film. It really puts an eye into my life.
What a film. What a moving picture.
Yeah. So I'm going to go home. I'm going to try and find some fabric. All maybe right, put on a little Frasier.
Get your 8mm movie camera out and film your upholstery.
I will. I should, actually. That would be hilarious if I did film me trying to reupholster this chair. Because it's going to go bad.
It's going to go terribly wrong.
And just getting the old fabric off is difficult. Like that video alone, that's going to take me like 4 hours. I know.
Bottom line, there's bed bugs in it.
Bottom line is that there are no bed bugs. I just got distracted by whatever gross thing is happening on the TV.
It's somebody with bed bugs.
No,
see,
you're going to have to do that.
TV's got
laser in, though.
You got the laser your entire
God,
house.
It's like a pimple. Who put that on TV?
Oh, it's a pimple.
Oh, God.
It's a pimple. Oh,
what is that? A pus sucker?
It's a pus sucker.
Oh, God. Oh, is that a commercial?
God.
I think it's an infomercial.
God in heaven.
Turn the channel.
My word.
What has happened?
Oh, it's gently used.
Oh,
God.
No.
Jesus.
Start to the weekend. Happy Saturday. Right.
Derma suction.
That is the worst invention I've ever seen.
It's a pus sucker.
I don't like that.
Oh.
The look of the white. Goo.
Nobody does. That's pus. That's human pus.
So it's like the size of a razor, but it's got this suction thing on the front of it that
sucks the pus right out of you.
Sucking the pus.
Oh, God.
They keep showing this.
Why do they show it?
The aftermath.
We got to end this. End the show.
I have to go.
We have to go right
now. See you next week. Oh,
God.
Mark and Andy. Oh, what a bunch of clowns. On the Riff.